Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. My name's Kenkel Fritz. Here's some highlights from today's show.
So the dog did what?
It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We had this story earlier about this couple that was going to go get married in Italy, and the dog ate the groom's passport.
Whoops. Those take a while to replace, yeah.
Yeah, and they had, it was like they were leaving within a week. So what do, you know? Justin is with us. Tell us what happened.
We have a 90-pound boxer, and his name is Hercules, and he is just a lover. And one day, my wife put a roast in the crock pot, and we came home, and the crock pot was on the kitchen floor, shattered. The roast was gone, and he had nicks and blood all over his face and his tongue, and like, I didn't do anything. Well, we know you did, bro.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
No.
But he was fine. We had to figure something else out for dinner, but he was fine.
A dog like of that size with that continual smell being sent across.
He's like, I thought you cooked it for me.
Right.
You Thank left you home and provided this wonderful gift.
Exactly. We had it coming to us.
We have a much smaller dog, but we have to make sure it's out of ranger range because he will do the same thing. As little as he is, he will jump up and try to grab any. He is so food focused.
That's awesome. Ranger pulls a chair over to the countertop. You know, when you grew up, you thought there would be quicksand everywhere. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Childhood fears that you believed. Like turning on the dome light in the car. You know, your parents told you that you would go to jail or that, you know, this was against the law.
Yep. I remember my mom saying, well, the cops will pull me over. I can't.
Yeah.
I think it's just because it made it difficult for them to see. And that was the easiest explanation.
Or they just were annoyed that you were turning it on.
Well, that too. The
only thing I
just wanted to read my Archie comics.
Right. Swimming right after eating. You know, if you don't wait a half an hour, you're going to get a side ache or you'll drown.
Yep. Go straight to the bottom.
Yeah. Swallowing a watermelon seed. It's just going to grow inside your stomach. How about ripping the tag off the mattress?
To this day, I still have trouble with that. But you know, it actually says, I looked it up because I was like, why did we think that? And it does say under penalty of law, this tag not to be removed. But if you look at the next line, except by the consumer.
Right.
If it's your mattress, you can tear it off.
You can do whatever you want. You purchased it.
I probably won't, but you can.
Yeah. Police at your door. Ma'am.
We heard the rip.
There's a device in your mattress that lets us know. Your permanent school record followed you through life.
Yep. I did believe that. I thought it might impact my future job someday if they saw that I was tardy two times that one school year.
Now, children, this is still true. Just want to make sure that you're there on time. See, I think that's what it is. You're trying to think of, I guess it's misleading ways you're trying to make your children behave. That's what half of this is.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if you do that, your face is going to stay that way.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's not going to stay that way.
And then there were things that my parents didn't tell me that I still believed. I thought, refrigerators. I was terrified of getting locked in a refrigerator because of a Punky Brewster episode where Sherry got locked in one. And you shouldn't play in them, but for some reason I was like, I have to be careful around hours even. What if I somehow fall in and it closes and I can't get out?
Of course, the old-fashioned ones had the latch on, you know.
Exactly.
Right.
Stop, drop, and roll was embedded in my head. I was like, people must catch fire all the time.
People are always on fire. Exactly. How about you? What is a childhood fear that you never realized? Or maybe you did. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326.
Family Life Radio.
Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. Corey is with us from Big Spring, Texas. Good morning.
So you guys were talking about childhood fears that didn't come true.
Yes.
My mom told me that whenever we were vacuuming, if the vacuum would fall over, that would blow up the vacuum. So I was terrified of vacuuming. I always thought like this, you know, bomb was going to go off if the vacuum would fall over.
Why would she say that? Or maybe she thought it too.
I mean, this is like in the 90s. So I don't know if she was just talking about, you know how they had like the vacuum bags? I don't know if it would just pop the bag.
Or the bag would blow out all the dust or something?
Maybe. But I mean, there's a miscommunication there. So every time she'd divvy up chores, I'd be shaking while I'm vacuuming. Just like terrified I was going to blow up the house.
Oh my goodness. I thought you were going to say that she told you it would suck you up. That's where I thought you were headed with
that's another problem.
Somebody told me when I was a kid that the little pool vacuum cleaners that roll along the bottom would suck you up. And as an adult, I know better, but I'm still terrified of them. I don't want to be anywhere near a pool vacuum cleaner.
That is funny.
I have a kids of my own now, and I mean, my daughter's terrified of those little Roomba, those little robot vacuums, so we have to surrender those at night because I think she's afraid that they're going to suck her up.
Kenkel Fritz and friends with you. Opportunity for you to nominate a teacher that's doing an amazing job. They could win a $500 gift card. That's pretty awesome. All you have to do is call us at certain times. All on the website, it tells you when to call in at 888-9976. And good morning.
This is Gail Betts calling from Eaton Rapids, Michigan. The reason that I'm calling is to nominate my daughter's teacher.
Well, tell us about her.
Well, my daughter, Indy, has been very, very painfully shy at times. We've tried to help her at home and with school work on her confidence. And she ended up last year with Mrs. Bowles. She would get to know them and really have a radar for what they needed to build their self-confidence and just love them through whatever challenges they had.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, in turn, she's gotten a lot of kids that have challenges, which is a wonderful thing because we have kids with disabilities in our family. One of your big fans is my 28-year-old autistic daughter, Zoe.
Well, so you're so we're nominating Mrs. Bowles. She sounds like an amazing teacher.
She is. She has helped our Indy to not only gain her confidence and everything else with an I can do spirit. It's wonderful.
Well, we're putting her in the running and hopefully she wins.
Great, super duper, and you folks have a wonderful day. God bless your steps.
It's time for that good news of the day. Hey, do you have any good news to tell us about? Hang on, you can call us soon. Well, Cindy, what's going on?
My daughter, Savannah, she'll be 21 on September 9th. She was born with a genetic diagnosis and has had 12 surgeries. Mm. And she just is an overcomer. She has always known that God has used her. God has used this diagnosis for her. And I just have so many stories of people coming to Christ because of her story. She goes and works with other girls that have the same diagnosis as her at Phoenix Children's Hospital. And she's just a miracle. Like, between all the 12 surgeries, I can't tell you how many miracles God has done in her body to just get her to this point where she is, where she is now. And, you know, to look at her, nobody would even know that she's had all of these surgeries or had to overcome any obstacle. Just a miracle of God.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You said there were so many stories. Tell us one of those.
When she was 2, we had to travel to Indiana to see a special doctor that is one of the ones that perfected one of these surgeries that just 2004 was just starting to do those surgeries. And he had trained over in Europe and everywhere. So we traveled to Indiana. We had family there. I had a great aunt, my mom's cousin, and she was 72. And we had to stay with her while Savannah had these surgeries. Jesus, he was there in that house. And he just healed part of her bladder. And he got her to a point where she could function at a pretty normal level, which we weren't sure was going to be able to happen. And just that story and us being in their home for almost a month, she came to Christ at 70 years old and died 2 years later.
Oh, wow. Oh. Praise God. That's awesome.
Beautiful.
Love that.
Thanks for sharing it with us.
Yeah, thank you.
So tell us your good news. Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Kekel, Fritz, and friends with you. So at work, there are, you know, good work habits and some that aren't so good. You know, there's the obvious stuff like missing a deadline, dressing unprofessionally. But then there's like checking email, texts. You could say playing games, shopping while you're work. That's probably not a good idea. Trying to be everybody's best friend. It can scream lack of boundaries because you can't be everybody's best friend.
Yeah. And I mean, the purpose of being at work is not to make best friends.
No.
Sure, work friendships form.
Yeah.
And that's okay, but...
I mean, maybe you can get a best friend there, but that shouldn't be the goal necessarily.
Exactly.
Be a friendly person. Also on the list, heating up fish in the microwave. Somehow, that smell, why is this about certain smells? I will also add burning popcorn in the microwave.
Yep.
What is it about burnt popcorn that gets into the heating and air conditioning and is easily sent throughout the entire building? I don't understand that.
No.
It's like a superpower that burnt popcorn has.
And it won't go away.
Right.
It just lingers for hours and hours. Yep.
Now, maybe you think there's nothing wrong with some of these things, like the fish thing. But the fish, too. Fish is... What is it with that? The fish... God made fish maybe to eat the first time? I don't understand. Why is that... It's most impressive.
Yeah.
That smell.
And I will say I've reheated fish at home, and it's just... That stuff just ain't right the second time. there's something off there.
So you think that maybe this is a once-a-time...
And if you're going to eat it again... Figure out how to eat it cold.
Maybe it's like manna, because God didn't intend for them to keep extra manna. I don't know.
He didn't intend for us to keep extra fish. Eat what you need and move on.
What do you think about all this? Or do you have a bad habit to add to the list? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. I think I smell something. If you happen to have children, maybe you've thought, I'm just not as good as a parent as... her or him, and how do you deal with that? We have Allie Worthington with us. She's our guest today. She's known for helping women reach their dreams in business and life. She's a speaker, podcaster, business coach. She's written several books. Her latest, Remaining You While Raising Them, The Secret Art of Confident Motherhood. So how do you deal with comparison?
My cousin is very outdoorsy. She's an outdoorsy mom. They're always hiking or kayaking or doing things that I couldn't be paid to do. I wouldn't do that. I don't want to go outside unless I'm at an amusement park. Like I'm an amusement park mom. I want to go to the zoo, or I want to go to Disney, or I want to do fun things like that. Like, or movie theaters even. That's my thing. But if I live my life going, the best kind of mom is an outdoor mom, and I'm failing my kids because I'm this kind of mom, then I'm never going to lean into my strengths. You know, I was never a crafty mom. I never did crafts with my kids. But it's just a reminder for us to think about, you know, how are we created? How are we made? What's in our DNA to be like? And lean into that and not look at the strengths that other women have and think it's better. It's just different, and different's okay.
I love that. It's in your DNA how you are.
Mm-hmm.
So why do we want to be... Maybe we just wish we could be a crafty person or whatever.
Yeah.
Fill in the blank. But that's just not a part of your personality. I think we think other people's personalities are more interesting than our own. I don't know. But
yeah.
But we compare ourselves to other people and it's like, oh, I'm not that good at that. They are. Wish I was. God made you the way you are.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, you never really know what's going on. They may present something that is not accurate.
Good point.
Like you hear about people, those cakes she make is amazing. And then like 5 years later, you find out it's a box mix. So
what do you
everybody's
think?
Unique.
Yeah. How do you deal with comparison? What do you think about this? Give us a call at 888-888-9976.
Family Life Radio.
Some of the worst people in the Bible made the most positive impact. It's Kenkel, Fritz, and friends with you on Family Life Radio. Well, why is that? Because their story didn't end with their mistake. Just think about David. He killed somebody.
Mm-hmm.
He had an affair.
Yep.
And it also said that he's a man after God's own heart. So, yeah, it didn't end with their mistake because it finished with their comeback. So maybe you feel like you're defeated. Your story isn't over, though. I want you to know that. Your victory is coming.
Mm.
But I will also say this. If you look at the pattern of the Bible and the way it's presented, that you have to die to yourself, that you have to come to the end of yourself, that when you're weak, he is strong. It's almost like, now the Bible is not, of course, advocating sin, but it does advocate you can't do it on your own, and on your own, you're not good enough either. So it's sort of like God's got failure built into the plan in a way, right?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
What's that thing that says when God was planning out your life, he already factored your stupidity into it? Don't worry about that. Like, he was ready for it.
That's funny.
We're going to mess up. That's just who we are.
That's in the book of Hesitations. What do you think about this? We'd love to hear from you. 888-888-9976. It's time for the Joy Report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
Hey, what's bringing you joy? We want to hear it. 888-888-9976. Dwayne is with us. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I have a 7-year-old son, and a lot of times we're on the road. Of course, we're listening to Family Life Radio, and one day we're driving down the road, and song is over with, and he says, "Pops, that song just changed my life." And I said, I wasn't really paying attention. I said, "Well, what song was that?" He said, "Well, I don't know the name of it." And I said, "Well, the next time you hear it, let me know what song changed your life." And he says, "Okay, I sure will." And so, you know, several weeks later, and each week we were going up and down the roads, and I'd say, "Well, is that the song?" Thinking, you know, it might be a song. No, it's not. One week he finally said, "You know, Pops, I don't know if I want to tell you what song it was that changed my life." And I said, "Maverick, I would really like to hear that song because it's really important if the song has changed your life." And thinking about the 7-year-old and thinking, wow, I didn't even know he was really paying attention to the music. One day he said, "This is the song that changed my life." And I said, "Oh my goodness, it was For the Love of God." And it was like amazing. And those words are so powerful. And I'm sitting there thinking, I cannot believe that the 7-year-old, you know, is even listening to the music, much less a song that changed his life. And I just had to share that with you.
That is amazing. Wow. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'd love to know, did he tell you what it meant to have his life changed or anything?
You know, he said the words just spoke to me about how God loves me. And I said, "Well, Maverick, that is just awesome."
That's cool.
So no matter how young your kids are, they're listening.
Amen.
And it means a lot what you're listening to, actually.
You're right. What kind of music are they listening to?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can have good stuff going in or not so good stuff. Well, thank you for sharing that. That really, that's inspiring for us. No little kids or lives are getting changed.
You're all doing a great job, and we love to listen to you every day.
Oh, thank you. So what's bringing you joy? Give us a call right now. 888-888-9976. Stuff that you thought was going to happen, but never panned out as a kid. And some of this stuff is stuff our parents told us, like, you know, quit making that face because your face will stay that way.
Yes.
You know.
Thank goodness it didn't. I still make that face.
Right. Then there's the stuff from movies, like, you know, I thought there was going to be a lot of more quicksand in my life.
Lava,
yes.
Yep.
Things would just catch on fire. What about you? 888-888-9976. Christy is with us. What do you got?
Well, when I was 17, my parents had always told me, "Be so careful driving, and you got to look both ways, and you got to do this, and you got to do that." And they had gone away on a anniversary trip, and so me and my brothers were on our own. I got into my first car accident.
Oh, no.
Of course, I'm sitting on the curb, and I'm like, "My dad's going to kill me. My dad's going to kill me. I'm dead." I know. Of course, the first thing he does when he sees us, he's wrapping his arms around us. "Are you guys okay? You know, we were so worried about you." And I had broken my hand in the accident, but
I was like, that was such a silly thing to get worried about. Of course my dad cares, you know, and he wants the best for me.
I'm so glad your dad didn't take your life.
Yeah, glad you're still with us.
Me too.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram and have you share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.